Hey, little thinkers, let's rewind.
Time to travel back.
Hello, explorers. I am Ben. Today, cold wind meets warm city air. A boy named Minnick steps from ice to streets. A museum waits. A secret hides behind glass. Ready to travel across time?
I am Pia. This story carries brave hearts. It holds love, loss, and big questions. It shows a child between two homes. It will be strong, caring, and gentle. Everyone can listen together.
We will hear crunching snow and busy streets. We will see bright glass cases and quiet rooms. One small clue will change everything. Someone kept a promise. Someone broke one. Who? Let us find out.
This tale fits children, teens, and adults. It speaks about fairness and respect. It asks how to treat people and ancestors. It is exciting, thoughtful, and kind. Come with us, step by careful step.
Someone can tell this better than we can. Someone who paints with time and truth. Dear storyteller, please begin.
Yes, storyteller. Take us from deep snow to tall buildings. Guide us with care.
Northern Greenland, late summer 1897. The sun hangs low, still bright at night. Cold air tastes like salt and ice. Minnick is a boy with sharp eyes. His father, Chisuk, stands beside him. They belong to the Inuguit, a northern people. They travel by sled and skin boat. They know seal holes and shifting ice. Far across the water, a steamship idles. Its pipe coughs smoke into the clear sky. Men in heavy boots walk its deck. One man is an explorer from far away. He studies maps and frozen bays. He watches the small village move. Snow crunches under every step. The ship waits for new passengers. Choices gather like storm clouds. The world has already begun to change. Historians record that 6 Inuguit leave with the explorer. They step onto the steamship. Some are curious about the wide world. Some hope for gifts, tools, and safe passage back. Promises are spoken in simple words. The ship's gangplank thumps underfoot. Minnick stays close to Chisuk. He presses his hand into warm fur. The village grows smaller behind them. Sled dogs bark from the shore. The explorer plans to bring them to New York. A great museum wants to study them. People in the city want to see them. The ship shudders and turns south. The deck smells of tar and salt. Minnick watches the ice fade. He does not know the city yet. He does not know what the museum will do. Days pass on the open ocean. The ship rolls over long swells. Salt spray stings cheeks and lips. Minnick learns the feel of the deck. He listens to stories in two languages. He watches men coil thick ropes. At night, the sky turns black. Stars crowd the air like frost. Chisuk tells old stories in a low voice. He speaks of hunts and bright sled runners. He speaks of respect for ancestors. Minnick rests his head and sleeps. The ship turns between lighthouses and buoys. Warmer air replaces the Arctic bite. New smells drift on the wind. Smoke, coal, and cooked food enter noses. The coastline rises ahead. The journey nears its end. The new world is only hours away. New York, late in the year, 1897. Harbor piers rise like forests of wood. Tugboats push and snort around the ship. The city smells of coal and bread. Carriages clatter on cobblestones. The American Museum of Natural History makes plans. The Inuguit are brought inside its great building. The halls echo with footsteps and whispers. Glass cases hold bones, tools, and stuffed animals. The visitors stare with wide eyes. The Inuguit are placed in rooms below. The rooms are small and dim. Coal heat hums through pipes. Scientists measure heads and hands. They write notes and test clothing. They ask questions about life on the ice. Minnick watches every face carefully. He keeps close to Chisuk. He is brave, but everything is new. Days become weeks in the museum. Crowds come to look and ask. The Inukhuit wear warm furs in cold rooms. They breathe city air for the first time. They eat new foods and learn new words. Some museum staff try to help. Others care more about displays and study. A new danger arrives quietly. Coughs echo in the basement halls. The coughs do not stop at night. The city holds germs the Arctic rarely knows. Chests ache and fevers rise. Minik holds Chisuk's arm with both hands. His father grows thin and weak. Doctors come and go with medicine. Their coats rustle and their watches tick. Outside, the city keeps moving. Inside, hope rustles like a small leaf. Winter settles over the city. Snow piles 3 feet high along streets. The basement rooms feel even smaller. Chisuk's breath turns shallow and slow. Minik presses a warm cloth to his face. He whispers in the language of home. The doctors look down and say little. The day comes when Chisuk does not wake. Minik cries in the quiet room. His world tilts and will not level. Museum workers speak in hushed tones nearby. They plan a funeral in the snow. They tell Minik there will be a grave. He holds his father's fur with shaking hands. He believes them. He has to believe them. Outside, a lantern swings in the wind. Night falls on the museum grounds. A small group steps into the cold. They carry a simple coffin through drifting flakes. Minik walks behind with heavy steps. He tries to see his father one last time. Workers lower the box into the ground. Snow swirls and stings his cheeks. Later, historians discovered a hard truth. The coffin did not hold Chisuk's body. Records show the museum kept his remains. The funeral was staged to hide this. Minik does not know that yet. He prays for his father in the snow. He thinks peace has begun. The wind blows away their footprints by morning. Seasons turn over New York. Spring rain taps rows of windows. Summer heat sticks to stone steps. Autumn fills gutters with yellow leaves. Winter draws white lines on the park. Minik grows taller in these years. He learns English in a schoolroom. He reads words on street signs. The museum remains close to his life. He visits the halls with mixed feelings. He remembers warm hands and quiet stories. He wonders if the grave holds peace. He wonders if promises were kept. His heart holds both hope and doubt. A museum employee, William Wallace, takes Minik in. The boy now has a new home. He takes the last name Wallace. He eats warm meals at a small table. He plays in winter snow in the park. He tries a baseball glove in spring. He stares at tall buildings at night. In shop windows, electric lights glow steady. He misses seal meat and sled tracks. He learns to tie a necktie for school. He writes his name in careful letters. He is both Inukhuit and American now. Two paths cross in one boy's steps. Years later, a whisper reaches Minik. People talk about bones in a cabinet. They mention a skeleton labeled from Greenland. Historians report that it was Chisuk's remains. The truth lands like ice in the chest. Minik understands the night burial now. He thinks of the fake coffin in snow. He feels heat rise in his face. He asks the museum for a real burial. He asks for respect for his father. He wants a grave with his own hands. He does not want a label in glass. He wants quiet earth and honest words. Newspapers pick up Minik's plea. Headlines ask hard questions about museums. Letters fly between offices and city desks. Some people defend old practices. Others demand change and dignity. The museum removes the skeleton from display, but Chisuk's bones do not go home. Years slip by with slow answers. Minik keeps asking for a proper burial. He wants truth to stand in daylight. He carries both sorrow and stubborn strength. He will not let his father be forgotten. In 1909, Minik returns to the far north. Supporters help him make the journey. he steps back onto ice and rock. He breathes the old, clean cold. Sled dogs yip and pull their traces. Familiar stars spin above clear nights. The village welcomes him with care. He speaks, but his words come slowly. Years in New York changed his tongue. He must relearn the rhythm of home. He listens more than he talks. He watches elders tie lines and shape tools. He is patient and tries every day. Winter hunting teaches old lessons again. The sled glides over blue ice. Minnick reads snow like a careful book. He learns the safer paths between cracks. He hears the soft hiss of sea ice. He feels the pull of dogs in his arms. Elders watch and nod when he chooses well. He helps cut blocks for a shelter wall. He tastes seal stew and feels warmth return. He sleeps under skins and dreams of two places. The village holds him with strong ties. The city still glows in his memory. Time passes in the Arctic again. Minnick grows into a thoughtful young man. He fixes sled lashings with steady hands. He shares meat after good hunts. He listens to stories during long nights. Yet he also misses streetcar bells. He misses books and busy sidewalks. Two lives pull like two strong ropes. He does not break. He bends and thinks. He honors both sides of himself. He keeps hope for his father's bones. He keeps hope for a fair answer. After some years, Minnick returns to America. He searches for work and a steady place. He travels north to New England woods. The forests smell of pine and sap. Winter there bites hard and quick. He finds strength work in a lumber camp. He chops and hauls with steady arms. He saves money and writes to friends. He still asks about his father's remains. His letters stay firm and respectful. He hopes for a yes that does not come. New Hampshire, 1918. The camp wakes before dawn each day. Breath smokes in the cold morning air. Pancakes and coffee steam in the mess tent. Work begins with heavy steps and lifted logs. News drifts in about sickness elsewhere. A strange, fast illness moves across towns. It reaches the camp in late fall. People cough and tire within hours. The world later calls it influenza. Minnick falls ill in this hard season. He is still young, in his 20s. He dies during that pandemic year. Friends speak his name with care. They remember his quiet strength and loyal heart. Minnick's fight did not end with him. Decades later, researchers study old records. They read letters, labels, and storage lists. They trace the path of Cheesuk's bones. A writer, Ken Harper, gathers the story. He searches for truth, step by careful step. He talks with people in Greenland and America. He helps bring attention to the case. Museums face new questions about past actions. Respect and return become important goals. The quiet work begins to change things. In 1993, a promise is finally kept. Cheesuk's remains are returned to northern Greenland. People gather under a wide, pale sky. They speak words of respect in their language. The ground opens near the cold shore. Hands place the bones with care and love. The wind carries the sound of steady breath. The grave is real and honest this time. The community stands together in silence. A long wrong bends toward a better end. Today, many museums review old collections. They check labels and find family connections. They speak with communities and listen closely. They return remains and sacred objects when asked. They write new rules to guide careful work. Students walk through galleries and learn. Cases now hold facts and respect together. Minnick's life helped raise these questions. His courage still reaches across years. His father finally rests where he belongs. Minnick's story is not only about sorrow. It is about love for a father. It is about asking brave questions. It is about homes that can be two places. He walked hard roads with steady feet. He showed how truth matters, even when slow. He showed how respect can wake late, yet still arrive. The wind over ice still remembers his name. Some details remain debated by historians, but the key truths stand firm. Sixinuquit went to New York. Illness took several lives, including Cheeseuk's. A fake funeral misled a grieving boy. His father's skeleton stayed in the museum. Minnick sought justice with calm strength. He died young in 1918. Many years later, Cheeseuk was buried at home. The long circle finally closed on frozen ground. Stories like this guide careful choices. They remind people to ask, listen, and repair. They show that science needs kindness beside it. They show that learning and respect can share one path. Minnick's journey lives on in thoughtful actions. His father rests in northern light and wind.